Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 330. This is my weekly meal plan episode. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hi everyone, welcome back to my weekly meal plan, or welcome if you're new. If you haven't listened to this podcast before, this is just a quick weekly episode that I do on Wednesdays where I share my family's meal plan for the upcoming week. That way, if you're maybe struggling, you can maybe get a few ideas, or maybe it'll just motivate you to get your meal plan together. I always make sure I prioritize meal planning because it makes my life so much easier so that I'm not worrying about what's for dinner each night, and it makes grocery shopping easier and more cost effective, so I'm not buying things that I'm not going to be using in my meals for the week. So I use a very simple meal rotation, so there's not always a whole lot of new recipes. I kind of make what I make and I have it on a kind of regular schedule. It switches a little bit with the seasons, usually some parts of it do, and I do stick in new recipes when I have time or when I feel like it, but otherwise I just kind of stick with the same basic rotation that I kind of came up with. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, August 20th. I actually don't have a meal to share for this Saturday because we are going to a family party, so I won't be cooking that day. By the way, I forgot to mention, any recipes that I do share on this meal plan can be found on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. I have a post each week for the meal plan that I share on the podcast episode with any links to any recipes that I might mention that comes from like a specific website if you're looking for any of the recipes. So anyway, so Saturday I will not be cooking this week, so I don't have a recipe to share for Saturday. For Sunday, I am making once a month cooking, like OAMC, cheesy chicken tater tot casserole. That's from geniuskitchen.com. This is a crock pot recipe and it's one of the kinds that you can make in advance and put in the freezer, but I'm not going to be putting it in the freezer as a freezer meal. The OAMC is for once a month cooking. It's like, it was kind of like a big trend for a little while where you would prepare. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people still do it. Maybe it was just a trend for me because I stopped doing it a long time ago. I just kind of couldn't get into a good routine with it. But it's basically where you prepare a whole bunch of frozen meals in advance. Like you do all this cooking like one day of the month, and then you pack like your freezer with all these meals. But anyway, that's why this is called once a month cooking cheesy chicken tater tot casserole, because this is a meal that you could use if you were doing something like that. But I'm just going to be making it fresh that day. It's basically like a casserole that you would make in the crock pot, and it has like tater tots and bacon and chicken and cheese and all that kind of stuff, and it basically just all cooks together in the crock pot, and it's a really quick, easy meal for a weekend. So I'm going to do that for Sunday. That's not a recipe I make too often, but every once in a while my kids ask for that. So that's for Sunday. So for Monday, I'm doing hamburgers. We do hamburgers every other Monday, so this is our hamburger night this week. I don't really have a recipe to share for that. I just take ground beef, make patties, and either put it on the grill or cook it on the stovetop, depending on the weather. I'm also going to be doing some French fries with that, because we have this gigantic bag of French fries that my daughter bought at BJ's, and I figure I could start using up some of that. Normally I do oven fresh seasoned potato wedges with this meal, but for this week I'm gonna actually be doing French fries and a can of pork and beans. So that is for Monday. Tuesday we always do some type of Mexican theme, so this week I am actually trying something new. It's called Southwest Skillet by Campbell's Kitchen, and it's from allrecipes.com. So this is like a combination of like ground beef, whole peeled tomatoes, kidney beans, white rice, beef mushroom soup. It's a Campbell's recipe, so it's got a can of beefy mushroom soup in it. And it's just kind of like a Mexican style skillet and you serve it with tortilla chips. So we were going to try that for our Tuesday Mexican theme night. For Wednesday, we always do seafood. This week is our salmon night, so I'm doing baked salmon with egg noodles and frozen vegetables. To bake the salmon, I just buy the frozen fillets from our local BJ's, which is like a Costco if you're not familiar with BJ's. But I buy the frozen salmon fillets from there, and I just defrost them and I cook them in the oven at 450 degrees for 10 to 12 minutes. Before I cook them, I just brush them with olive oil and then I season them with some McCormick Smokehouse Maple seasoning. We really like how they come out like that. And then I'm just going to do some egg noodles with butter and some frozen vegetables, whatever I happen to have in the freezer. I usually have some of those steam fresh, like either corn or peas or something like that, and I'll just throw that in the microwave real quick. For Thursday, my dogs are going crazy today. I'm like hiding in a corner trying to keep away from the sound of them barking. I think there's like fireworks going off or something, so I'm hoping you can't hear that, but I am trying my best to stay away from the sound that they're making. So anyway, for this Thursday, I am doing Instant Pot Broccoli Cheddar Soup. That's from pipingpotcurry.com. This is very similar to like the Panera broccoli cheddar soup. My kids really liked it and they like that Panera soup. So hopefully if you like that, you might like this. I always do soup and grilled cheese on Thursdays or breakfast for dinner because that's when I go grocery shopping. So I try and keep the meal prep quick. But I probably won't be making grilled cheese with this, just because it's really cheesy already, the soup. So I think we'll probably just have the soup. Unless someone wants grilled cheese, then I'll always just throw on a grilled cheese sandwich if someone's like, no, I still want grilled cheese, because I could just quickly throw that in a frying pan and cook that up real quick. So Friday is the last meal on the meal plan for this week. So I am making beef with peas, which is from budgetbites.com, budgetbites.com. And this is a recipe where you basically just cook up ground beef in a pan with potatoes and beef broth and frozen peas and like some seasonings. And then you serve it over white rice. And I haven't made it in a while, but it's something that one of my kids really liked at one point. And it's pretty like basic and easy to make. So I thought that'd be a good meal for a Friday. So that's it. That's this week's meal plan. So I hope that maybe you found some inspiration to get your meal plan together. Like I said, all of these recipes and every week's meal plan can be found on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. Thanks so much for joining me, and I will see you here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.